It's Wednesday, August 17th, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Monday marked the one-year anniversary since the Taliban seized control of Afghanistan's capital and instituted strict Islamic law on the country. International Christian Concern released a situational overview on Afghan Christian minorities. Most Christians in Afghanistan converted out of Islam. Such conversions are banned by the Taliban. Even allegations of conversion can lead to death. Christians there have to hide from the Taliban or try to escape. Those who stay become internally displaced people and don't even receive the humanitarian aid designated for them because of their isolation. Those who escape often face discrimination in neighboring Pakistan, Iran, and Turkey. Please pray for our suffering Afghan brothers and sisters in Christ. Psalm 17, verses 11 through 13 says, "They have now surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes, crouching down to the earth, as a lion is eager to tear his prey. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down, deliver my life from the wicked." The Pentecostal Christian Church of Cuba recently renounced its membership in the Cuban Council of Churches. The denomination denounced the council's resolution to promote sexually perverted lifestyles. Cuba's Communist Party uses the council to control official religious activity in the country and silence free evangelical churches that dissent. Other denominations in Cuba are expected to withdraw from the council and will likely face harassment from the Cuban dictator. Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Last Friday, the Biden administration granted an exception for religious schools from its interpretation of Title IX. Title IX bans discrimination on the basis of sex in educational institutions. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently interpreted Title IX to include a ban on discrimination against people living sexually perverted lifestyles. This meant that the Food and Drug Administration would no longer fund lunch programs for schools that do not accept such sinful lifestyles. In response, Grant Park Christian Academy in Florida sued the Biden administration for violating their religious liberty. New guidance from the FDA now grants all religious schools an exception from the Title IX interpretation. Last Friday, the Idaho Supreme Court ruled that two anti-abortion laws can go into effect, rejecting a lawsuit from Planned Parenthood. One of the laws prohibits abortions on babies with detectable heartbeats and has a private enforcement mechanism. The other law is an abortion ban triggered by the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The ruling stated, quote, "In Dobbs, the Supreme Court held that the United States Constitution does not explicitly or implicitly contain a right to abortion and return the profound moral question of abortion to the people and their elected representatives," end quote. Candidates endorsed by former President Donald Trump won their primaries in state and federal races last week following the FBI's raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. Breitbart reports that Trump's endorsement record stands at 192-11. Of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump after the January 6th riots, 7 lost their primaries or chose to retire. In addition, the Trump-backed Wyoming challenger in the GOP primary, Harriet Hageman, trounced one high-profile impeacher, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, in a dramatic 59-36% defeat. Cheney's impeachment vote in January 2021 resulted in a censure from the Wyoming GOP and county delegations. She was also criticized by Republican leadership for agreeing to be the vice chairwoman of the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot, as well as arguing the 2020 election was not stolen, reports the Wyoming Tribune-Eagle. Listen to Cheney's concession speech from last night.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear, but it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take. And tonight, Harriet Hegeman has received the most votes in this primary. She won. I called her to concede the race. This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
Not only does Liz Cheney plan to continue the investigation into January 6th, but she has hinted at having presidential ambitions. A new Pew Research report found that 35% of teens say they use a social media platform almost constantly, and about half of teens say they use the internet almost constantly. The top five platforms teens use almost all the time are YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. In terms of general usage, 95% of teens say they use YouTube, 67% say they use TikTok, which has skyrocketed in popularity, 62% use Instagram, and 59% use Snapchat. Over half of teens admit it would be hard to give up social media. And finally, a 99-year-old Pennsylvania woman recently welcomed her 100th great-grandchild into the world. As an only child, Peggy Kohler wanted to have a big family. She and her husband William had 11 children, 56 grandchildren, and now 100 great-grandchildren. Peggy's family said faith, family, and working out keeps her going.
It does work out twice a day, which is insane.
I think faith is the other one I'd say. Faith and family really gets her going.
Psalm 127 verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, August 17th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.